Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court issued a great decision, and it is a victory for healthcare providers with regards to using their judgment and protecting their conscience rights. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is a federal court in Texas. It struck down an Obama-era rule that forced doctors across the nation to perform, quote, gender transition surgeries, close quote, even if such procedures were against their medical judgment or their religious beliefs. This came out of the Obama era with the so-called Obamacare, and this rule literally would put doctors out of business, and Matt, it would conscript doctors. The government would literally conscript the doctors to force them to violate their best medical judgment and their religious and conscience rights and beliefs to require them to engage in these surgeries. In other words, for these doctors who have a medical opinion to the contrary or a religious objection to the contrary, to remove healthy, otherwise healthy body parts because someone wants them to be removed because they want to identify as a person of the opposite gender.
Yeah, unbelievable to try to force people to do something that is a violation of their sincerely held religious belief, really to violate their ethics as a doctor, to additionally do something that is dangerous and harmful to an individual. You know, they're told to do no harm. Here they're saying, no, this is doing harm. I can't do it. And it's a violation of my faith. And yet to try to compel them to do it, that's what the left has always been about. Dissent will not be tolerated, or as I've often said, intolerance will not be tolerated. They view it as intolerance if you refuse to mutilate somebody surgically. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Matt. You know, they take the Hippocratic Oath. You know, as a medical provider, you're supposed to help people. And we see the studies, the results that are happening when these young people, when people or even adults are choosing to cut off healthy body parts to meet their gender confusion. And then you see the result, you know, it doesn't answer their problems. It doesn't get to the root, you know, root cause. And many of them commit suicide as a result because they're still in this confused state.
Well, this particular rule under Obamacare required doctors to perform, quote, gender transition, close quote, procedures upon the request of any patient, including a child, even if they had a religious objection or believed the procedures could harm the patient. And that goes against exactly what you're talking about with the Hippocratic Oath. I will do no harm.
Yeah.
Is part of that Hippocratic Oath. Doctors that refused to violate their conscience would have faced penalties, including loss of their jobs. So this case represented more than 19,000 healthcare professionals in 9 states and several religious organizations combined in 2 lawsuits. This lawsuit was against this Obamacare rule, this mandate. It wasn't a federal law. It was an administrative rule that his Department of Health and Human Services issued. So this was one of these administrative rules that it issued as part of the so-called Affordable Care Act, what has been known as Obamacare.
One of his lovely parting gifts, I'd
say,
huh?
So the HHS determined, you know, the law itself, the Obamacare law, said that you can't discriminate in health care on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, age, or disability. Well, the HHS under Obama, the Health and Human Services, interpreted sex discrimination under this rule to include gender identity, thus mandating the provision of, quote, gender transition surgeries, close quote. So that was, if you decide, if a patient asks you, I want to have a mastectomy, hysterectomy, phalanectomy, whatever it is, I want to have hormones of the opposite gender, I want to have puberty blockers, and you say, that is, I can't do that. I can't do it either because I believe it would be harmful. It's not in your best interest. You don't need that. It's not medically necessary. Or I have a religious opposition, conscience opposition to that. Then that would be considered violating this rule because you are, quote, discriminating on the basis of sex.
Right. And, you know, that's why we defend these licensed counselors who are trying to help particularly young people that are struggling with these unwanted same-sex attractions and gender dysphoria, where the activists try to push them in the other direction, try to push them toward hormones and push them toward surgery. Counselors can help them work through their issues. What is the core reason that you're really feeling or acting this way? And that helps them get freedom from this instead of pushing them into a unchangeable situation.
Yeah, so, you know, this was absolutely unbelievable. This was, you know, and of course the media doesn't really cover that. They were all supportive of all this, so they were fine with it. Well, under President Donald Trump, the Department of Health and Human Services is a completely different situation. And so to address that, in addition to this lawsuit going on against that rule, the Department of HHS also issued some of its own rules. And those rules were the rules finalized called the Conscience Rule. And those particular new administrative rules under HHS protect the rights of healthcare providers to be able to opt out of any kind of procedure like this. Could be abortion, could be a pharmacist being forced to provide contraceptions or abortion-inducing drugs or devices, that they have a right to be able to opt out and not violate their rights. So that's a whole different level of good resolution that is here. But this case then struck down that old law. And the good news is Obama, of course, was defending it. And then when the Trump administration got involved, they're not going to defend that Obamacare rule and mandate. So they actually issued their own. Bottom line is this is a great decision, Matt, because it protects medical health care providers to be able to give advice, make decisions, do things consistent with their medical judgment and their religious and conscience rights.
Yeah, it was the regulation stemmed from Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. And of course, Obamacare continues to render rear its ugly head, totally not unaffordable, can't be paid for by tax dollars. It will break the bank. That was the goal all along. You'll remember President Obama saying the goal here was complete one-payer system. That's socialized medicine. That's what Obamacare was incrementally supposed to do, but it is being unwound piece by piece, thankfully. And this rule should have never been imposed. We're a free nation to compel people to violate their conscience and to do harm to others as medical professionals. It's unconscionable.
And to fire them for not wanting to do it.
Well, and here's the thing. The administrations can change by virtue of elections. Mm-hmm. And we already saw what President Obama did. We also know what other people, if they got into the highest office, would do. Mm. And they would, some of those individuals that are articulating their views would, believe it or not, be even more radical than Obama. You know, when Obama became president, I thought Bill Clinton was radical.
Right.
And Bill Clinton was moderate compared to Obama.
Right.
Obama was very radical. The people that are out there now advocating in some of these advocacy groups make Obama look moderate. Don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, they are very, very radical. If they got in power, this thing would go back in position again. And this whole single-payer healthcare system, if you got to that point, it would wipe out all these doctors because it would be used to push this LGBT agenda. And doctors, which we need to have, particularly general practitioners and other specialists, they would flee the practice. Healthcare providers would flee the practice. And that's what happened under Obamacare. I know personal friends that were specialists. I know one in Central Florida was one of the 10 specialists in a particular area of infectious diseases. And he left under Obamacare, got tired of it. So be careful, you know, in terms of elections, who you vote for and how you pray for this country, because this could rear its ugly head once again. We have to continue to be vigilant and fight for liberty and freedom in our faith. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up for our emails and our newsletters right there on the subscribe button of lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.